Okay, guys.
Coach, have you made any kind of a procedural move with Daquan Bowers yet today?
No, not today, but he'll do some stuff with us this week, and then we'll just observe each day and kind of go from there, see how he responds.
How soon do you have to know with him before you think you can put him in? I mean, how long do you think it'll take for you to decide, yeah, he's ready, he can play a dozen snaps today, he can play 30 snaps next week?
You know, I think with situations like these, you just really have to play it by ear. You can't. It's how he responds to increased workload. So as he does a little bit more, you know, he's done an incredible job in his rehab, but it's like kind of four different phases of his rehab. One is, you know, the post-surgical where it's just in kind of waiting. Then it's the training room, and then it's out on the grass where he's working with our trainers and our strength coach, you know, running and pushing things. And now here comes the fourth part, and that is literally going out and playing. And that's different, right? The torquing and the twisting and all the things you have to do as a defensive lineman. So we need to see how he responds to doing that, and then, you know, we'll act accordingly. But as I said, if there's any question, we're going to wait. We're not going to put him in harm's way. But he's excited to play. You know, he's chomping at the bit, so we just got to hold him back until we know it's all good.
He's there now. He can do some of that, at least on a limited basis. Some of the torquing and practicing, I guess.
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, we go out Wednesday. He's gonna do some stuff. So,
could you talk about the depth, the contributions you got from some of your second team guys yesterday? Gary Gibson, Daniel Tionisio's been playing well. Obviously, Jamont Meredith, EJ Biggers. You had a lot of guys step up from the back end yesterday.
Yeah. Well, Daniel. You know, Daniel's our starter.
Right.
So when a guy goes down and you assume the role, you become the starter. And I thought Daniel played really good football for us, did his job. But you're right, there were guys that came in reserve roles, like a Gary Gibson, who very productive and did his job. You know, Biggers is a starter now when he steps up with the absence of Tlaib, and I thought he played very well. So those kind of depth situations, George got in there, Johnson, he did some good things. You know, that's how you, as a coach, you keep, certainly you want your starters to continue to improve, but the guys that are playing behind them, they have to improve. And that's sometimes harder because they get less repetitions. So I was really happy to see that.
Did you have questions about the depth of this team? Say, when the season started, we asked Ronnie Barber about it, for example. He said, boy, I know our top 22 are good, but the other guys, I don't know. How did you feel about the depth?
I think the depth was what it is in this league. I mean, this isn't you only have 53 guys, so you're not really going to have great numbers any position. You know, it's really a matter of what I'm really getting accustomed to is picking where you want to have your depth on any Sunday. You know, do you want to carry eight of this, or do you want to carry seven? Do you want to carry six here or five? You know, those are the tough decisions, and you really try to look at it and say, you know, what kind of game is this going to be? And, you know, what are our contingency plans if someone goes down and you do decide to go with the lesser number, you know, and what's the risk reward on that? So there's a lot of decisions to be made just on what do you carry, you know.
Did Meredith give you what you were hoping for in the run game?
I thought Jamon did some really good things. You know, I didn't expect to watch the tape and say, oh, you know, we just found John Hanna. You know, I think, but he did some good things. And if we can keep moving forward, that can become a real good piece of the puzzle.
Greg, some of the players were kidding around yesterday after the game. They said, Coach Yano is probably going to find 1,000 things we did wrong tomorrow. Did you find 1,000 or did you find a couple?
No, we found a bunch. But you know what? You show me the perfect football performance. You know, I'd like to see it. We did enough things wrong that, you know, we have a corrections period. We go out and walk through some things, and it's great. You know, we watch the tape. Thing I like about it is, you know, what is it, 3:15? We put it behind us, win or lose, and now we're on to the New Orleans season. So that's the good thing. We made the corrections, and now we all collectively start moving forward.
But you don't win by 28 points in this league very often, right? Not often.
No. You know, you really, when you're playing at any competitive level, it's hard to win by 28. So it was nice. I'm not gonna lie. It's nice to be on the sideline with 4 minutes left and know that you're going to win the game. Not that the other way isn't fun too, right? The competition of a two-minute drill and all those things. But every once in a while, it's nice to have one of those.
What was going on at the end of the first half with the timeouts? Or you let the clock run. They punted, mm-hmm. called one timeout. But then,
yeah. Without going into the details, rest assured it was all planned and thought out, you know, because I don't want to go into expose how I think and how we're thinking in that situation. But we wanted to take a look at some things, and that's why we did the clock the way we did. You know, field position, I'll give you the hint of this, field position was not real favorable for us at that point. Well, where they were.
You weren't going to push the ball down the field under – you didn't think it was a great opportunity.
Correct. But you never know, right? Certain things happen, then you change gears. So it was a good situation for us to kind of let things – we didn't have any pressure on us. The pressure was on them. So we let it unfold, and it went fine. You know, we're totally content going in the locker room 7-3 in that situation. So,
I know you weren't here, but you watched a ton of film on Mike Williams from last year. I mean, there were times last year he looked tentative. He looked like he couldn't get away from his guy. He wasn't maybe fighting as much for balls. What do you see from this guy this year, and what do you think's freed him up? Has it been Vincent, the offense, or?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think he's definitely playing at a high level. He's always had those ball skills, even back when he was at Syracuse and we used to play him when I was at Rutgers. He has got that. That is a gift. But his focus, his concentration, his level of, you know, commitment to working at being the best he can be is really good right now. So I just want it to continue because I think he can be a force for us going forward. Has been.
Greg, going forward with Akeem, when he is reinstituted by the league, which will happen, can you say with certainty that he'll still be part of the organization?
You know what? I answered it. You know, I released a statement. I answered it yesterday, so I'll answer it here. And then let's make this the end of the line. Yeah, he's gonna be back with us. I mean, there's no absolutes in anything in this world, right? I may not be here when he comes back. How do you know? But that's the plan. Yes, and we're gonna move forward at that point. But you know, like I've said in everything, I say it all the time to our team. Things change day to day, week to week, month to month, guys. I can't tell you exactly how things are going to be a month from now. You know, I hope that we've won a bunch of games in a row. That's one thing I hope. So, but yeah, the plan is again to have him back here with us.
Greg, I know you don't want to belabor this, but just to follow up, there are people I think, and I've gotten questions about. You know, you came in, you're an accountability guy, and you released some players for various reasons. This is a guy that has a long history even before you got here. How do you rationalize, you know, one guy who seems to not do the right thing, but yet he's no problems coming back in this instance?
See what you started, Ira? See?
No, we weren't asking. I was going to ask anyway. He just jumped in. I actually asked this question yesterday.
Yeah, I know you did. You asked the same question. That's right. You asked his question. That's right. We'll get him with the game here. Look. Every decision, and this is what I'm going to leave it at, and then we're going to move on. Every decision that we make as an organization has one thing in mind, and that's what's best for the organization. And I guarantee you know, nobody's always right, but I guarantee you every decision we're making is strictly for one reason, that it's best for the organization. When I say best, it's not just winning. Right? Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, that's what you do in this league. There's 32 teams. We're all chasing one prize. But when you're part of a community, you're part of it, there's a lot of things that go into the decision. And I can just tell our fans and all the people who care about this is we are going to do what's best for the organization, which is going to be best for everybody. So you got to just trust us on this one.
Do you think, I mean, when you look at the defense overall through five games, I mean, I guess it's not the way you do things, but can you go, well, gosh, is it skewered because of the second half against the Giants? Final drive against the Redskins. I mean, are you generally pleased with the way the defense has played this year?
Yeah, I think there's been some really good defensive football. But like you said, you can't erase the Giants' second half, and you can't erase the Washington first half. You know, you'd like to, but that is one of the I've been talking about a lot with you guys is consistency. That's the true measure, right? A lot of people can do something well one day. But can you do it day in and day out? And that's how you establish yourself as one of the you know, eight teams that really have a legitimate shot. And you know, we need to do it in all three phases. We didn't yesterday. We did well in two phases. One, we made some mishaps, right? So we're just trying to get this thing together. But defensively, is probably the area where we've had the most consistent play up until this point. But it's got to be more consistent for sure.
Used LeGarrette Blount yesterday. Is that kind of the model that you want, where he he spells Doug a couple of times through the first three quarters, and if you're ahead by a score or two in the fourth quarter, he's going to go up against a tired defense, and they're going to say, I don't want to tackle that guy.
Well, every game is different, but that is a nice model that just happened yesterday. You're darn right. I mean, that's a, you know, after playing for 3 hours in the 85-degree heat, now you got a 250-pound man coming at you. You know, that would work nice, regardless of how he's used earlier. But that'll change kind of week to week. But that played out well. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Greg. Yes.